It's no secret that the Department of Health and, of course, the Western Health Trust and other trusts are under significant financial pressure. However, the issue we have picked up on is that cleaners and other lower paid workers are being asked to take a huge cut in their hours. And in the Western Trust, it has emerged that it could be gone down from 30 hours to just 10 hours per week, which is a drastic 66% cut. They're already impacted by the cost of living crisis, you know, price of fuel, price of food, price of electric, etc. And, you know, it's unsustainable that yet again the lowest paid workers in society are being asked to do the heavy lifting. So we've wrote to them to ask them to clarify what salary sacrifices are being made by the senior players in the trust. This week as well has emerged that Strategic Planning and Performance Group, the SPPG, their top earners, their senior executives, their salary has increased over the last number of years by over 50% to 2.12 million. There's a huge disparity there.
6 years ago, people lived or died based on the hygiene and the cleanliness and the sterility of their surroundings. It seems that message hasn't lasted from 2020 to 2026. 100%.
The role that cleaners play cannot be overstated. You know, when keeping our hospitals and care homes and everywhere else, you know, safe and fit for purpose. There's no forward thinking here in terms of making these cuts where they've been made. And on top of that, other care workers or other workers like social workers, etc., are now being asked to pick up some of the slack, as if people like social workers weren't already busy enough. They're now being asked to take on additional duties in their immediate workspaces.